As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Kelly Braverman. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for calling this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a beautiful day.
It is. It is. It's going to be sunshine and 80 degrees later.
That's if you don't get blown away by the wind today. But
yeah,
you'll
it'll
be, all right.
Be a little windy.
It'll be a little on the windy side.
Hey, guys, I remember snow on Halloween before. I am loving
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that wasn't
with
that
the
long
wind.
Ago, was it?
That's
yeah,
right.
No. I remember that, too.
Okay, I take it the status of the hospital has not changed too much.
Oh, it's getting more exciting.
Yeah, but I'm saying as far as your time dates or those kind of things.
Yeah, 17 days. We open on November 8th. It's really getting real, I guess, is the way to say that.
Everything going the way you want it to go with that, and everything should be okay to open on the 8th.
Yeah, yeah. I almost hesitate to say that out loud too enthusiastically, but yeah, things are moving beautifully. We've had tons of training. The team is taking turns going over to the new building and running scenarios and making sure they know the space. I mean, they're great clinicians, but when you put them in a new space, you got to get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to have any kind of an open house or ribbon cutting to have this for this opening or not?
Oh, not in the way that probably most people would envision. We're planning some things. I'm pretty excited about what we're able to do given COVID. I will share that. We've got on our Facebook site a lot going on to show people the countdown and all of our employees. We had a mayor take a picture the other day with us with the countdown. But one of the things that we're doing that I really would love to emphasize today is that we would love to have your Frankfurt memories. And so we are collecting any Frankfurt Hospital memories and memories we want from when it was called Clinton County Hospital, when it was called St. Vincent Hospital, and obviously now that it's IU Health Frankfurt Hospital. We just don't believe that history can be left behind. It's really the foundation for our future. And so if it's okay, if you have memories or pictures you want us to have and make part of the new kickoff, I guess, for the new building, we have a email, WCR News, and WCR stands for West Central Region. But WCRnews@iuhealth.org. We would love to hear your memories and any pictures that you may have.
Well, are you? You're still not going to be able to demolish the old building until next April or so, right?
Well, not necessarily. Depends on Mother Nature.
Okay.
So as soon as we possibly can, we will be demolishing the old building because that is going to give way to brand new entry and a lot of green space. We actually are going to have a yard for the first time ever. So having the yard, having grass and trees and really easy parking is why we want to bring the old building down as quickly as possible.
I know the one time we talked about you said, you know, I think they close around Thanksgiving and then they don't open until about April roughly. And you didn't know if
Yes, for pavement. Yeah. So, so that's, I think that's just a rule of thumb in Indiana and probably the Midwest. If you want to get your asphalt in, you have to do it before Thanksgiving. And so we probably aren't going to have that opportunity, but we hope to get the building done so that you can see the new building. We've had a couple of comments in the community that said, well, when are you starting? Well, we're about to open. Well, where is it? It's hidden. It's behind the old building. So we may have to get a drone or something and do a video so you can see over top of it. But yeah, so if you hear anyone out there confused, please let them know. Just go to the same location and wind your way on back.
So is the entrance to the new one going to be, do you have to go through the old one to get to the new one? Is that what's going to happen or what?
No, you just have to drive around the old one to get to the new one. We have at least 30 yards between the two buildings.
Okay. All right. So anything else going to happen this year other than opening up the new building?
Yeah. You know, I think given the COVID and everything that we are trying to give back to the community and make testing available, I'm pretty just elated that we were able to figure out how to do this, even with the construction in the old building and the new building. We have just started COVID and flu testing for symptomatic patients. So it must be scheduled. So you got to make sure you're on the schedule. But we have, it's by appointment only, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. We have a slot open every 15 minutes. You will park, call us, and let us know that you're there. We'll come out and get you, and we'll make sure you get your flu and COVID test taken care of. But, yeah, you just have to make sure that you have an appointment. And so IU Health has what's called a hub, and you get screened at the hub, and then they organize you and get you over to your appointment. So if you're looking for the hub, you can put it online, IU Health, and then just put COVID hub. You'll find it. But it's an app. We've talked about it before on the show. The app is you can get it for Google Play or iTunes, or you can, you know, enroll on your computer. But it's IU Health virtual app for virtual visits, I think.
So is there a phone number they need to call or not?
It's not a phone number. You got to do it through the hub that I've been aware of. If there is a phone number, I apologize. I'm unaware. But everything's on everyone's phones these days. So if you get the app and download it, you'll be able to connect for a virtual visit. And then they'll say, yeah, you need a test. And they'll get you all taken care of.
Okay.
But you don't have to leave town anymore.
Well, that's good. I don't want to leave town anymore than I have to anyway. Anything else you want to bring up we haven't talked about yet?
Oh, goodness. Excited about the new hospital, I think, and you know, letting people know that we appreciate how flexible they have been and probably will continue to be to get to the hospital. You're going to see a construction fence right up along Jackson, probably some signage changes, which entry to go into. Sorry for the confusion. If you have experienced that, give yourself a little extra time. We'll get you taken care of. If you're late because you had a hard time finding the new building, we understand. We had a couple of folks drive past the old building two or three times and then finally park in the old building and say, where is the new hospital? Mm-hmm. Like it's just behind it. So, yeah, if you can be patient with us, I think it'll all be well worth the wait.
Any places specifically they should park or not?